Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:43, 17 before 9, Friday morning, December 3rd, day 96 of the Ida recovery. Highs of, well, you know what, why don't I let our guests tell us what the weather is going to be like. Chris Franklin joins us right now, WWL-TV chief meteorologist. How you doing, Chris?
Tommy, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm all right. Instead of me telling people what the weather is going to be like for the next couple of days, hell, you're on. Why don't you go ahead and do it?
Not, you know, I've already seen a few people out, you know, out and about running errands that said, hey, why are you bashing on these December temperatures? I love it. And I said, yeah, you know what? In April, 70s would be fantastic. But in December, I kind of want that chill in the air. And, you know, as we're doing Christmas shopping, bringing the kids out to different places, going to see Santa, you want to wear a jacket, not Bermuda shorts and seersucker. But it looks like that'll be the case for the next several days. No real cold fronts in sight, and probably going to stay on the warmer side for the first half of December. Second half, I'm hoping we'll see kind of a pattern shift, and we'll start to get some more of these cold fronts. So I'm hoping that by the end of the month, so going toward Christmas, we will have more of a winter feel.
It's all relative, right? Because if I were to tell you, all right, maybe sun and clouds, highs of 74, in the middle of July, you'd kiss me on the mouth.
Oh. But, I would.
But not
an
so
open-faced kiss on the mouth.
Yes, not so much in December.
No, in December, I'm so not kissing you.
Yeah, let's talk about hurricane season, because I saw Alexandra did a piece of how it was an overactive hurricane season or hyperactive, but how the imagery and the satellites and everything, you have the technology, maybe makes us aware of some things that we wouldn't have been before.
Yeah, one of the things that you hear a lot in the whole global warming, climate change issue, and I'm not going to get into that, but is that, oh, we're seeing more storms. Well, when you look at the numbers just based alone on just the named number of storms, yes, we are seeing more, but even the Hurricane Center in a report has admitted that it's probably not due to climate change. It's due to the fact that our technology has gotten so much more advanced. We're able to see storms that would never have been noticed in even 15 years ago, and certainly before the dawn of the satellite era in the 50s, 60s. So we're seeing more. It's not necessarily that more are developing, because when you look at the number of hurricanes and major hurricanes just this year, it was about average. Now, the number of storms that we saw, 21, is above average, but in terms of the hurricanes and major hurricanes, we stayed about average. And one thing that we noted in that piece that Alexandra did is that we're seeing more of what are called shorties. They're storms that last for about 2 days or less. I'd even put in 3 day storms. We had about 7 to 9 of those shorties that were very short-lived, out in the middle of the Atlantic, didn't hurt anybody, didn't affect any land, and kind of spun up, dissipated within a couple of days. If you take those out, then we had an average season. And one other number that I look at in terms of the activity of a season is the ACE value. You might hear us talk about that. That's accumulated cyclone energy. So what that does is look at the strength of a storm over time, so how long a storm lasts. And just based on the numbers alone, we had 21 named storms. That was the third busiest on record, but in terms of the ACE value, so the amount of energy from the storms, we were only the 30th most active season. So it's all about how you present the numbers, and you know, sometimes those numbers can be kind of skewed because a lot of the headlines I saw on November 30th, December 1st, at the end of hurricane season was third most active hurricane season. It's like, well, yeah, but let's put that into perspective. We, again, are naming more storms because we can see more storms.
You know, it's all about us, right? I mean, they can have 1,000 of them out in the Atlantic, and I really don't care. I only care about the one that comes here, which is Ida, and the year before Zeta got us.
So exactly.
In terms of hurricanes being more likely to hit Louisiana in the future, an active period, more intensity, et cetera, do we know any more about that? Are there any trends that indicate that that is the fact, or did we just were we just unlucky the last 2 years?
You know, I think some of it, yeah, 3 years. Well, you know, and some of it is just kind of the luck of the draw. It's just the probability. We live in the subtropics. We're going to get hurt. You know, if we had a period of 15, 20 years of no hurricanes, that would be something of interest. The fact that we get them every year or every few years is kind of the norm. You know, we're in the tropics. We are going to get, you know, our history, 300 years of New Orleans, hurricanes are very much a part of that history. And I don't know if it's necessarily that we're going to get hit more frequently or not, because even when those seasonal forecasts come out, I usually mention them as more of a novelty because it doesn't tell you where they're going to go, how intense they're going to be, because they can't. And so I don't know if we're necessarily seeing, as I said, a more increased frequency, because when you look at just the numbers over time, we're not seeing a dramatic increase in hurricanes or in major hurricanes, and we're not really seeing a dramatic increase in the ACE value. We are seeing a more dramatic increase in the number of storms, but as I said, that all leads back to the fact that the technology has gotten to the point where we can see now everything out in the tropics, and we will be able to detect these little two-day storms that, while don't affect anyone and don't really add to the ACE value of a season, they'll be now counted as the official tally for a hurricane season. And so that's just one more name. And something that I kind of joked with is that, you know, we don't use all of the letters of the alphabet for naming our storms. We only use 21. We don't use Q and U, X, Y, and Z. And I said, well, now that we're naming more, maybe we should bring those into the mix. And I actually showed a graphic where I can find names using Q, U, X, Y, and Z pretty easily. So
wait a minute. Wait. Hang on right there. We're going to take a break. I want to hear about these names that you can find out easily with Q, U, X, Y, and Z. And, you know, Chris, I guess it goes back to like we began talking about with the forecast, and it's all relative. Because if you get punched in the face 3 days in a row, regardless of what the statistics say, you're going to think it's a trend, right? Because it's you
exactly
getting punched
right
in the face. All right, we'll take a break, pick it up when we come back. Any questions, you can text them to 504-260-1870. Talking to our friend Chris Franklin, chief meteorologist over at WWL-TV. Let's take a look at traffic. 55, Tommy Tucker talking to WWL-TV chief meteorologist Chris Franklin about the recently concluded hurricane season and how there were a lot of storms, but a lot of that's because, I guess previously, Chris, they literally would have flown under the radar, right?
Yes, great pun, and that's exactly what would have happened. We just would not have seen them. Our technology has improved. We actually have a way with satellites, and even the satellite technology has just skyrocketed in advancement in the last decade, where we have tools that can see what the winds are doing at the lower levels in a cluster of clouds, and the satellites will see, is there a closed low-level circulation? So even something that is you know, 1,000 or more miles east of the islands that the hurricane hunters are not going to go and investigate, they don't investigate something that far out, satellite data is now allowing us to name those storms. And it does sometimes kind of beg the question, well, should they be named? It's not affecting anyone. It wasn't necessarily confirmed by the hurricane hunters that it was a closed low-level circulation, which is the definition for a tropical system. But regardless, the technology has improved in such a way where we now can. And so those storms are being named. And so we're kind of seeing those tallies add up pretty quick.
So we only have 1 minute left, and I'm trying to figure this out. Are hurricanes getting worse? Are they getting bigger, more powerful, or not?
We're not really seeing that. That's you know, we're seeing the trend of named storms increase a bit more than we are hurricanes and major hurricanes. Not that it's totally flat, but the increase is very slight. So to really hype the narrative that they're getting stronger, more dangerous, should we have Category 6, that's not really the case. That really is not what we're seeing globally, in fact.
Right, what names did you come up with the letter Q? What names are there
Q? I was trying to find – I tweeted out a list of names because I did have to do some searching. But, you know, we have Quinn, Quigley – Quincy are all good Q names. X was harder. I did find Xerxes. And if you want to name your child Xylophone,
we really need, Chris, and thank you for your time, is a hurricane named Q. That would solve everything. That would really fix everything up. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. It's time to play Disney Claws. WWL wants to give you the best Christmas gift ever, a Caribbean Disney Cruise Line family vacation where imagination meets adventure with everything from Disney characters, Broadway-quality shows, imaginative dining, and exclusive spaces for adults and alike. The Disney Christmas code word this hour is Jolly, J-O-L-L-Y. Text Jolly. No. The word is jolly. Go to WWL.com/contests and enter that word. Every weekday right before the top of the hour news at 8:59 a.m. like right now, 11:59 and 2:59, listen for the new Disney Christmas code word and your chance to win a Disney cruise for four to the Caribbean that starts here in New Orleans. Go to WWL.com/contests and enter the code word jolly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.